If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris. Sick as a dog, Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bro, Shoddy.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And we're going to pull it out today for you boys. It's High Society
our
Radio.
Dicks?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's all just show each other our dicks and slap each other's dicks against each other. At HS Radio Show on Twitter.
Wait, against each other's dicks?
Yeah, we're going to slap each other's dicks.
Against each other's dicks.
Yeah,
we're like a triangle?
I guess.
So we're just gonna mash them all together in the middle.
When I said that, I envisioned it as being mashed together. At HS Radio Show on Twitter, High Society Radio on Instagram, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. My arm hurts. I have no Percocets, and
I got
Should've
Percocet
told
at the
me,
crib.
So you got no perks.
Oh man, you're a bitch.
Where the perks at, bro?
I don't even have a hurt arm,
me, bro.
I feel glorious, and I got perks at the crib.
Nice.
Are you
good
high
for you.
On them right
as
now?
Do I.
No. I'm high on life.
Oh, wait, are you medicated for those, though?
What?
You have a medication for that? Prescription?
Yeah, I did.
Sucker, nigga.
What? Why would I be a sucker because I was given a prescription for them?
Because of the man. The man gave you permission what to take, son?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't ask for permission for
hell
shit.
Hell yeah, dude. You got to be a man. Grab life by the balls. Tiger blood, dog.
I just
right?
bought my thyroid medicine off the fucking dark web.
Damn, son, we mad old right now.
Yeah, I got a bum arm. You got a bum thyroid.
I've had a bum thyroid for years.
Johnny basically lives on Backpage.
I have fucking Alzheimer's at this point. I don't remember much of
shit. Don't even joke, Johnny.
Oh, man.
Don't even joke.
Did you get my email about that, the Backpage party?
No, I don't want. And I'm glad I didn't get it. I don't want a Backpage
party. That was a backdoor party.
We could do that. What was that? We were going to do Scanners. What was that movie when Angelina Jolie had
Hackers,
Hackers,
dude.
There you go. When she had titties and stuff. We can go to my boy's
she
crib.
Not, oh, she got her titties removed, right?
She got
yeah,
fake titties
son.
Now.
It's like just a hole. It's like a crater in the moon type shit. But we can go to PA now. Whenever you're ready, we can go do a review there. My man's a pimp out in PA for Backpage. Son, whatever you want, bro. Little cinnamon twirl, something nice.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You want to party something? We can get you some fucking perks. Get you
no,
up
Johnny,
bit.
No. I don't want a fucking perk or prostitute
you want me
party
to, you want me to
with
fucking
some
make
fucking
you,
pimp in PA.
You want me to make you fucking feel better? I can write something on a sticky pad. Take one at a time.
You like talking crazy? Do you like not making any sense
I'm
every
just
week?
Saying, son. You sound real weak right now. I got a bum shoulder. What, your pitching career's over now, man? You all right?
Not all right, dude. Charlie Sheen, bro, Tiger Blood, what happened?
He's got whatever you got.
You think? Yeah. I don't have...
That was terrible.
I don't have the money, though, to fucking keep all the blackmailers at bay.
Dude, that's like a rich person's fucking disease. Like, he has it. You can't even tell. Him
really?
And
all,
Magic.
The, all the African people, they have the rich person's disease.
Yeah, they're
huh?
mad rich. They got all those diamonds.
That's how they test it, son. Those are some conflict diamonds.
They have all those diamonds and fucking stubs.
And movie sets and shit. It's awesome.
What about movie sets?
They got that Netflix show out there with Idris Elba and shit.
What show is that?
I don't fucking know. I'm not an Idris Elba fan like
dude,
that.
Why'd
no Dick Ryder, son.
Because
it's in Africa, dog. We were talking about Africa, right?
You guys think if say the three of us grew up in Africa, You think we'd be child soldiers or no?
We'd be warlords by now, I think, right?
I mean, you would be dead, Chris.
We would be in South Africa.
Yeah, we would have to be.
So we would just be way richer than we are now.
We wouldn't be no warlords, though. We'd be like, you know, average Joe citizens that were mad racists and shit.
So, like, we are now.
I'm not rapey.
Come on.
At all, man.
That phone's too loud. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yo, I can't. I predicted on the Bennington show that it was Charlie Sheen. Because there was that weird rumor.
I know
rumor
they had that little list, but
for the last like week or two about there's a major Hollywood star with
and you called it. I know, friend, you fucking sleuth because they said an A-lister. Charlie Sheen ain't been an A-lister in a minute, son.
He's an A-lister to me.
Fucking major leagues. That was about it for me. And hot shots.
He's never stopped winning. You know what I'm saying?
Hashtag. Oh, he has apparently.
Hashtag. A
couple
winning.
Years ago.
Hashtags. Hashtags are fun.
You think he's doing time? If somebody gets infected, I'm pretty sure he's going to have to do. Well, I don't know if California gives time for that out
there.
They
said some dude got 6 months for banging a chick and not disclosing that he had HIV. He's saying he's disclosed to everyone and he was using.
Brie Olsen said he didn't. I'm not going to call Brie Olsen a liar.
You down with Brie Olsen?
She was an angel.
No, a goddess, dude. Get it right. She was a goddess.
Was.
Well, yeah, she was also in that movie, Anal Angels.
There you go.
She was both.
Anal goddess?
Mm.
I prefer Weapons of Ass Destruction. That's me. It's one of the better porn titles of all
Asses time. Of Face Destruction was the sister series.
Nice.
They were like, we don't really need a pun for this. People who are into this are going to watch
where we're
it.
Going, right,
Asses,
right.
Faces, Destruction. Let's just all mishmash that up into one nice title. Oh, man. We're like 2 months out from the party, bros.
Damn, so why you got to put time on everything, man? Just enjoy the ride, bro.
Because it's coming up, dude. I've already spent all that money that came out from Patreon.
Wow, and you haven't planned anything, and this is all on you.
Yeah, I know.
You said you were going to plan the whole thing by yourself, and you haven't done
I didn't.
Shit.
I've spent that money. I have a lot of new vices that I have to fucking, you know, feed.
New vices? You kind of old to be doing new shit, dog.
You're the new shit, dog. That's what I say.
I don't know how you'd spend money on me, but I'd fucking welcome it.
Daddy, you want some? What do you want? You want me to be your sugar daddy?
Let's go to PA, bro. Let's have a party.
We're not going to PA.
Get some hoagies, whatever they call it out there now.
Hoagie.
Yeah, that's right.
They call it hoagie, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Why would they have changed that?
Where? I don't know. I was never sure what they, because everybody got a stupid name for fucking sandwich.
So what town does your pimp friend live in?
I don't even know, though. He ain't my friend. We just got the invite. My little brother's bro gave us the invite. So I'm down to ride, son. I don't give a fuck.
So what happens at this back page party?
All right, so we go. We get a good rate, and we pick any girl we want. And my boy, he's been to the crib. He's like, yo, there's mad bitches. A trap house, basically. Okay. But there's drugs and shit. And he said the hoes is like out of a 5, 3.5 and up. That's not bad.
All right.
Out of a 5. Is that 5 out of 10?
Yeah, that's basically.
I didn't ask that part. I just heard 3.5 to 5. I didn't ask.
So that means 7 out of 10.
I don't know, dude. I guess if that's the number
we're
going to use.
That's 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's 3.5.
Just leave it at
3.5 out of 5.
It seems like
you're getting schemed on your brothel in PA. You're getting schemed on your hotel trip to Chicago.
No.
Johnny, what the fuck are you doing with your life, bro?
I'm enjoying myself, dog.
Doesn't sound like you're having a good time.
Oh man, I
sounds like people are lying to you, and you're like, okay.
No. That's not happening at all.
Yeah, it is. You're telling us it's happening right now.
I got perks. How about you, champ?
That don't have any.
Damn,
I feel that pain right
sucker.
Now. I feel that pain inside.
I sit down, bro.
I don't even have any.
You out here
right
looking
now.
Like Peyton Manning, son. We got to bench you, bro. We got to bench you, guys.
Peyton Manning, bro, done. I mean, that was in the ESPN.
Nah.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a fucking tip right now. I'm part of ESPN Insider. I pay $30 a year to be part of this.
You a sucker all the way.
I got ESPN magazine sent to my house.
Damn.
There was an ESPN Insider article that came out that said, Peyton Manning not starting again for the Broncos. It's over. His career's done.
What? That's fucking insane, son.
Dude.
You don't have any shoulder damage?
He's fucking wrecked. His foot is shot.
It's all that
he's
Papa
old.
John's, cuz.
He's old. He's beat up. He's fucking eating chicken parmas constantly.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's fucking over for Pepe, dog.
Playing with fucking bobbleheads. Boys are nuts.
He's Pepe. He's Pepe Manning. Hey, assholes. Guess what? Who went fucking 3-0 last week in their picks? This guy, Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Guess what?
Everyone's making fucking money.
I'm surprised
me.
The Vikings covered, man. That's a tough team to call on. Good
oh, word?
You,
word, son? You were surprised? Guess what? I was the only person that fucking believed in them. That's
yeah, but
it,
you usually shit on them for not covering. That's why I was shocked you went with them. But no, good for you, man.
No, dude, fuck. I told you the goddamn Raiders aren't ready yet.
Sunshine's on a prostitute's pussy every once in a while, I guess, right?
Derek Carrizard card is fucking, you know, he's not ready yet. Yeah. You hear that, Carrizard? Like a Pokemon?
Yes.
like Charizard.
You sound like you're suffering, man. You all right, bro?
I'm suffering because I'm in the room with you. That's
why. Oh, don't say shit like that.
I just made you look like an asshole.
I don't feel like it, but all right. If that's, you know, I'm not in pain. Chris, how you feeling today, buddy?
I feel fantastic.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Shut up.
I saw some pussy dudes get into a fight on the train last night.
Oh, Where were you?
I was on the Q train coming back, going back towards Brooklyn.
Okay.
And some random, like, gay dude.
Like, literally gay or
I mean, he seemed pretty gay.
Stereotype.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if he wasn't gay, I would lose a bet. Like, I would lose a bet. Yeah. So he apparently just started fucking with this dude who was hanging out. This black dude was hanging out with these two chicks. Right. I guess he was bothering one of them when they were trying to read. And the gay dude just comes to her defense, like, not really minding his own business. Like, the three of them were all out together. Yeah. Which is weird that he was clearly gay and just, like, protecting a woman. It didn't make any sense. So they get up. They don't really fight. They, like, kind of slap each other a little. So then this black kid is, like, 19, so he dips. After he punches the dude, and he falls on the floor, gets up.
This gay dude
held up the train for like 20 minutes, was like, I'm waiting for the cops. You're all witnesses. And I'm sitting there. I literally yelled at him. I was like, my eyewitness account says that you're a pussy. Let go of the fucking doors.
And I want to go home.
And like everybody was getting mad and just like, I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. And this dude, some guy, like an MTA worker, was like, just get off the train. The cops will be here. You give your statement. And he was just like, no. I'm exercising my white privilege right now.
Wait, the dude was white?
He literally said that on a fucking train. I shit you not.
The guy was white, though.
And then finally, like, a bunch of dudes on the train shoved this dude off.
Nice.
And then he called them all the N-word. So then I got up and spit in his face.
Wow, there you go, son. Way to stand up for everybody.
To defend the white race. What? From other bad white people.
I don't know if you were standing up for the white race or not.
Were the dudes indeed African-American?
Oh, yeah.
And he dropped an N-bomb on them.
Oh yeah!
But he wait. He used
how old was this dude? 20s,
28, 29.
But he said he's using his white privilege, but he was black.
No, he was gay and white, and he was fighting a 19-year-old straight black kid.
Oh, well,
damn, son! You're like fucking. You should have been videotaping that.
I always hate when there's like something going on, and then everybody's got their cameras out.
Was anyone taping it?
No, actually, nobody taped it. We were all just
good,
making fun of them. Like
that means
and, like,
you were with adults. Fucking fantastic.
True. It was very late.
Did anyone yell out "World Star"?
No. The only people that I could have seen doing that was the 19-year-old kid and his two friends who were involved in the situation.
Good for the kid standing up for the ladies like that. Good for him.
I wonder what Charlie Sheen thinks of all this.
He thinks maybe he should have
worn
rubber.
He thinks,
fuck,
I got AIDS.
He has the HIV. That's it.
He's got the HIV.
Progressive, though. It's not as bad as it used to be,
Fucking Dallas Buyers Club yet. He's got the HIV.
Damn, that was a hard movie, son.
Yo, you were hard during it? That's weird.
No, yeah, that is weird. That was just a rough watch right there. I was like, damn, Matthew McConaughey. You sick, dog? Damn.
Damn, son, you sick?
Because, like, you know, they got to go through that fucking physical regimen to lose all that weight and shit for these parts. It's fucking crazy. Like Christian Bale in that Machinist movie. It was all fucking skinny and shit.
Yeah, you know, they also painted, like, they painted shadows on his body, too. So it wasn't as skinny
what
as he actually
fuck?
Was.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's right. I just blew your fucking mind.
So like kinda, like,
you just made that terrible movie even worse for me.
He kind of like blackfaced it then is what you're telling
me
right now, right?
The movie was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I didn't say it was good.
A lot of people like that movie, but it was not good.
That's why I watched it, because I heard all the hype for it.
Did you like Memento?
Yeah, I like Memento.
You know they're remaking it, right?
I haven't watched it in a long time. With who?
They haven't announced who yet, but they said it's coming out 2016-ish.
What, a sequel?
Yeah, no, they're remaking it. They are remaking that.
Why?
I don't fucking know why they're doing that. And what was that witch movie?
It's going to be with
teenagers?
Nick Cannon?
Maybe.
Is it going to be the Joey Pants role?
Oh, shit.
Directed by Michael Bay?
You need them explosions, man.
Shia LaBeouf is going to have a cameo.
Yo, if you want to see movies with him, he's doing like a whole shit.
Yeah, what is that?
He finished that already, Johnny.
Oh, but what was that whole thing? I don't even know about that.
It was some stunt. He watched all of his movies like 3 days in a row without sleeping or something. Or he would pass out sometimes.
He's got 3 days worth of movies?
He watched all his movies, every movie he's appeared in, from like his newest films to his first work. Like, so it was all in a big row. And then he put a webcam on.
Like Newsies or something? Was he in Newsies with all his other dudes?
Holes.
Yeah, that was a good movie, son. That's when that boy had potential.
What the fuck is that?
Some kids movie from like years ago.
Holes?
Yeah, bro. He was like a cursed kid and he went to like a juvie in Arizona and shit. And it was crazy, son. He made a black friend and they beat Sigourney Weaver and John Voight. It's crazy, son.
John Voight was a badass in that movie, dude.
He's never disappointed, son. Shout out to Ray Donovan. It's fantastic in that because that show is so fucking real, you know?
That show is not realistic.
No, that was me like egging you on, right?
Me and Johnny had an argument out. Ray Donovan, like a lot of people recommended it to me, so I went and watched it.
I've seen one episode.
This motherfucker, he's just some piece of Irish trash.
Boston Irish trash.
Who just walks into the FBI office, he's telling the director of the FBI how it's going to be. He doesn't even have like a mob behind him. He's just got like one Jew and a dyke.
No nothing.
Like, yo, the dude, he's a fixer, you know? He can take care of something. You got a problem, he take care of it.
Yeah, it's just a little unrealistic.
He's on the fringes of society.
All I'm saying is a little
unrealistic.
He lives
amongst the underworld.
I got a little weird when his daughter started dating that black kid. I was like, well, this got weird.
Yeah, no Irish girl that young dates a black dude. They wait till they get to college.
Yeah.
I don't know. My old cop super had a couple of young Irish daughters. They were fucking dating lots of black kids.
Cop super? What?
They weren't bringing them home, though.
I don't know. I know they got pregnant by one of them.
How the fuck does that work? He was a cop and a super?
Yeah. I remember like the sister, his daughter showed me like his gun. I was like, oh, it was just, I remember just being in the corner of the bedroom with like a fucking blanket.
He was
gunning
that damn Playboy.
Yeah, when I was fucking 8.
My
man,
I didn't know how old you was, man. What?
You know, bro, you just gotta chill the fuck out right now.
You're in people's rooms with guns and shit at 8. I thought I had a bad childhood.
I see that big fucking rail.
You sure you didn't grow up in fucking South Africa and shit? That's some crazy shit.
Wish I grew up in South Africa. Could be fucking harvesting rhino horns right now, making real money.
Getting
this
them
shit.
Dicks hard, son. Go for it.
When are we going to start poaching elephants?
You ain't got the heart for that, big man.
Well, actually, the global demand for elephant tusk is down because of the high demand of rhino horn.
Come on! Why?
That's what I learned. This is how I know you guys don't listen to any of my interviews. When I was talking to the CEO of Pembient, who makes artificial rhino horn, that's what he told me.
But I love his face. Like, you saw the joy he had.
Yeah, he was
like
happy and then really sad.
And then he just.
What about tiger dicks? Are tiger dicks still in high demand?
Not no more, son. Apparently, you get HIV and anything tiger related.
Oh, shit. Tiger blood, but bro. HIV blood.
Mm-mm.
Get it? HIV blood. Man, remember when Charlie Sheen had his first breakdown? Everyone was like, fucking.
I never considered it a breakdown, though.
Really?
He made money off of that.
It was a breakdown, Johnny.
I consider
he lost his fucking job because of his job.
He still made
that
money
made
off of it, though.
Millions of dollars a year.
Not as you know, he lost money on that deal because
he lost money.
That show ran for what, 2 more seasons? He was making like what, 10 mil an episode, 20 mil an episode.
More seasons. It went a little longer, but he made something out of it. He's not completely done.
He's making a ridiculous amount of money.
Now America, he's America's sweetheart.
Not really.
I don't know. Like as long as nobody comes off sick off his dick, everybody will love him. They're like, yo, look at old Charlie go. He's like your crazy uncle.
What do you think gave him AIDS or HIV?
I'd say Magic Johnson because he's always in LA and shit. You know how Magic gets down, allegedly.
No, I don't know, but I do know that you're born gay, which means it's genetic, and his son is mad gay.
Magic Johnson.
So there's clearly
gay,
a chance that Magic Johnson is DL gay.
I thought he was the chick from fucking what was that movie with the big black chick?
Madea.
Not Madea.
Precious.
Precious. I thought that was Precious for a second. Like, oh shit, that's a boy? Damn.
What? You thought?
Magic Johnson's son was Precious. That's what he thought.
Well, that's what that made. But that's a boy, damn, son. Magic, sweet, son. It's your racist. Son coming out like that? Got some
racist,
diabetic
bro.
Sperm or something, cuz.
Jesus.
Kid
Christ.
Coming out gay as shit. You know, God
You're
bless him.
You're coming off anti-gay right
I'm
now.
I'm not. I didn't say, yo, you know, whatever. Good for that kid. His dad must be so proud. All the grandkids are going to have and everything. Nice.
You know, he can't get a, what's that fucking word?
Surrogate.
There you go.
Good.
Like the Bruce Willis movie. Anybody remember that?
It's just like that. You get a robot and jizz
robot.
In it, and then you get a baby.
That movie's terrible. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's really
bad.
Damn,
you just seem to watch just bad movies.
Are we all going to go see Creed together?
No.
No. No. I can't, son. That's just, it's just ignorant now.
Why not?
Like, I thought his son was going to be the boxer after Rocky V, and that never materialized. Now his son's like a Jewy agent.
That black dude, though, he's having one hell of a Shia LaBeouf year.
Oh, yeah. That's,
Fantastic Four, Creed. Wasn't he in something else that was big?
No, that kid's in everything.
Was it Thomas Whitaker or something like that? He's Forrest's son, right?
No.
He's from The Wire.
Was he in The Wire?
Yes, God damn it.
Who was he on The Wire?
It was Omar.
No, he wasn't
Omar.
Omar
is now playing Creed. Apollo Creed's son.
That would be kind of like
they
an
should
age
make
guy.
Him fight Mason the Lion Dixon.
Oh, God. Yeah, that dude.
That would have been
over.
Good.
Antonio Tolkien can't even real box. How are you going to fake box, dude? That boy's
You see how everyone online said that a Ronda Rousey thing is exactly like Rocky III, where, you know, she got like fucking. She hit the hype train. And then some hungrier other boxer beat the shit out of her.
You hear this?
And their trainer died.
You hear that? That's a $10 bill. BK Chris just had to give up.
I did lose that bet. But I told you I won a bet.
You did.
That same night.
Like you
just to say that it would go to the second round. Because I completely forgot about our bet.
I called the win, though. Guys saw like a Mike Tyson situation coming up. She's doing mad extra shit. She was finding another part of the world. And that lady's a 19-time fucking boxing champion. She ain't no bitch. She ain't soft. She made her look like mad inexperienced and shit.
Does Ronda Rousey ever win another match again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they said she might be out for a year. She got like a broken jaw or some shit.
Really?
No.
Yeah. She's that fucked up?
Damn, son. A year?
Yeah. That was a bad knockout, dude. She was laid
the
fuck out.
She got caught. She got caught. Yeah. But that's the shit with fighting.
I liked when she started crying at the end like a woman. Like a stupid woman.
But like, you don't think that's the worst
stupid,
shit?
Weak girl.
My buddy put the best fucking spin on this whole thing. He's like, that means everybody who's talking shit like Ronda Rousey could beat up Floyd Mayweather was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
She came across a woman boxer and got knocked the fuck out.
Well, she got kicked in the head, so it's a bit different.
Yeah, it's true. But she was training with like John Jones's camp, right? That's why she was throwing those oblique kicks and shit.
Yeah, she got she got them legs in there though. But my shit is that's the worst thing about the fight game. You can be dominant for 4, 5, 6 years.
Oh, man.
You lose one time.
She put out a video saying she's ashamed of her face because she's all fucked up.
Who said that? What?
Ronda Rousey put out a, like, she said to TMZ that she's ashamed of her face.
She looks like an Irish wife.
She came through LAX fucking covered up.
Mm-mm. She does look like an Irish wife.
But I think she comes back. Listen, man. She's a... The thing is that I think it was the hype train. I definitely agree.
They caught up with her.
She was fucking dry. She was the goddamn conductor of her own hype train.
She was approaching a boxer with longer reach than her. You don't move. I mean, even Nick Diaz said that. And he was like, you don't move. Yeah, somebody fucked up in her camp. You don't move in on somebody, a boxer like that, with longer reach than
and
you.
She met
somebody who's that much taller than you.
That's fucked up.
She's a loser. I mean, that's all that matters.
Jesus Christ, you're a fucking
hard. I mean, she's accomplished
hater,
more and is like half your age.
Oh, shit.
She's a fucking loser. She's a stupid.
You ain't never been knocked the fuck out. You got that going for you, right, big man?
She's a stupid fucking loser.
Except that's probably not true.
Who never will amount to anything.
So, like, her pocket's hurt. She has to take a rematch.
I mean, she sure as hell isn't a producer on a Sirius XM radio show.
No, she isn't. She's some fucking stupid bitch who can't show her face around the world.
God. I know. Something tells me, though, that she's paid off for student loans.
Damn, Pepper Hicks.
I don't fucking
hard.
Think she did. I think she's still fucking dodging those collectors, just like me.
Damn, Chris Stanley of Queens just going crazy.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm just dominating, man. You heard about the Paris thing, right?
Wait, what are you talking about?
What
Paris do you mean?
Thing?
Paris Hilton? Does she have AIDS, too?
11-13, dog. Never baguette.
Oh, no.
Like how you laughed at your own joke that's not even your joke.
It's not
joke.
Even my own joke.
God.
You've been laughing at it for 4 days.
Oh,
you piece of shit.
That's what people are fucking writing online.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it.
Everyone's writing 11-13, never baguette.
Everybody on 4chan.
You guys on 4chan.
That's not everybody on the
pieces
internet.
Pieces of shit. Is there a pay for this event?
Yeah, they have a bunch of sad pay-pays out there with like French flags.
Oh, you said? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pepe Le Pew's?
No, Pepe the Frog.
Oh.
Kind of like Pepe Manning.
Oh.
Never baguette.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible. It's too soon, but I laughed.
There's monsters on 4chan is what you're telling me.
I laughed. I laughed. I was like, you scumbags. You scummy scumbags.
Damn, what happened to your heart, bro?
Also, the night after or 2 nights after the killings and the bombings and whatnot, someone set off firecrackers in front of a mosque.
That's mad smart.
apparently it was some guy in 4chan who said, hey, I'm in Paris. I have a bunch of firecrackers. What should I do with them? And someone said, set them up in front of a mosque. And he's like, I'll be right back.
What's wrong with people, man? Oh.
And then,
did
and
he
then,
get
like,
arrested?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Did they?
I don't know if it's real. I saw timestamps of him posting that before the firecrackers went off or that story broke.
Damn.
I don't know.
All right, like
people are just assholes. Like, there were people at a vigil, and you heard the firecrackers going off, and they're just running, screaming for their lives. It's just terrible. Just fucking awful.
I mean, it's pretty funny though.
I thought it was funny until I watched the video. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Let me see if I can find the video.
Oh, yeah. These people, actually, you know,
they haven't been
through freaked
enough
out. Oh, did you read that? There was a, last Tuesday, that their Germans found an ambulance full of explosives.
I did hear. It was a soccer stadium or something?
In front of a soccer stadium. Fuck. I believe driven by a refugee. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Yo, they really need to close these borders, son.
Oh, no, man. Pretty bad out there.
Don't let none of them motherfuckers in, B.
No.
There's all those Syrian refugees, though. That's who I was thinking about the whole time. It's like, those guys are fucked.
Yeah, you can't.
Damn, it sucks enough. They left Syria, and it sucked
a
lot.
From that shit,
and like
and
now, think about it. They all already went to Germany. Those motherfuckers is going right into camps.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They already got the camps. They just got to turn the lights back on.
It's so terrible. It's like these poor bastard Syrian refugees have been living in a war zone for, 4 years now or something?
A little bit more.
Where Syria's been torn apart, and now, because it's a couple of radical assholes.
My shit is, I wouldn't take refugees because you can't really use them in any labor kind of sense, right? You're just, like, housing them. There's no
point
to that shit.
Selling Mengele right now, bro.
I'm just saying. They're not really good for it. They can't speak your language, right? They don't know your customs. What am I taking you in for? What I got? You ain't even got bad bitches in your, like, tribe. What am I doing with that?
You're just terrible,
Jeff. What?
You're a bad person.
I'm a bad person. Never baguette, motherfucker, or baguette. You
said that. And then this sound.
Yeah. Cold as
you
ice.
Guys were, that was you, Chris. That was you. That's I tried to protect you for as long as I could, but I had to expose you.
Hey,
I'm just out there in the fucking trenches of the internet.
You know what? I didn't
know.
Get either why people were pissed about that U2 concert getting fucking canceled that Saturday. Who the fuck is listening to YouTube anyway?
I'm watching the video.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man,
son.
Johnny, hold on, look. You can see where it starts. This one guy's like dropping a flower.
Eesh.
Hold on. Watch this again.
Flower industry's making a killing right now.
Oh, yeah, right? Fuck, maybe it's the flower industry that are really the terrorists. This is a prison planet.
Don't fucking joke like that.
Didn't the tulip industry start some sort of conflict in the Netherlands in like the 50s?
World War II.
Bam! I knew it.
50s. The shit was over by then. What are you talking
about? That's what they fucking tell you.
Oh, God.
Jesus,
Alex Jones
Johnny.
Didn't have nothing on that?
Alex Jones has everything on that. Me and him are tight as fuck.
I mean, you guys clearly go to the same nutritionist.
Oh, shit.
Why don't you fucking blow me? Why don't you suck my dick until
we talked about this. What are you picking on that man for?
Look, I can defend myself. Alex Jones can't. All right, he's not here in the room. So.
I think he could probably scrap a little better than you. His arm ain't in a sling.
Oh.
And why am I getting picked on for my arm?
I don't
being
know.
A sling?
I didn't say
I'm
shit.
I'm not even
son.
Talking any shit right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Or am I? I don't remember. I'm
you
very.
Just
you were talking shit
getting.
To Johnny earlier. I don't even remember what you were saying.
Yeah,
you just never
I don't remember
getting.
Anything I said.
I felt terrible about that.
I'm getting bitched the fuck out right now, bro. And I went 3-0 last week, and no one gives me any love for that.
Well, somebody made money. Well, if they still taking action on your bets.
Well, yeah, a bunch of fans made money off your bets.
There you go.
That's so you what I give to you, fans. That's what I give to you, high society listeners. Free money in the form of correct football betting.
So where's your fucking picks right now?
I'll fucking find some picks. You guys just fucking give me. Give
oh,
me
yeah,
that.
The black kid is Michael B. Jordan. That's the guy.
Yeah, and his father is Michael A. Jordan, a caterer, according to IMDb.
Oh, my God.
I just thought you wanted to know that. Well, Johnny, you know that the according to Oxford Dictionary, the word of the year is an emoji.
That's not even a new word.
It's
though.
The laughing crying emoji. Well, technically, it's a new printed word.
Oh, is that what? Okay, I always said they
see,
use
we're
like
we're
word.
Regressing as a society. Like
really
we've gone
is.
Back to pictographs.
Oh my
like
god!
Like the fucking Egyptians.
This is really Idiocracy at this point, isn't it?
You
have fucking Donald Trump at the verge of winning. I'm figuring,
no. His polls are slipping. Shut up. You don't even
think
following.
So?
Nah, he's slipping.
But, like, who they got on the Republican side is going to take that shit? Ben Carson ain't
nah,
doing
nah.
shit for nobody.
I still feel like it's going to be, like, Marco Rubio or one
yeah,
of these guys
that
are sleeping.
Somebody said Rubio, but I don't know.
He's Spanish. There's
but
a lot of you Spanishes.
But they're not voting for him, son. He's about all that deportation.
But white people could be like, see, I wasn't racist all those times that I called Obama that nasty word.
That is a nice little backdrop.
Because look,
right,
I voted for a Spanish. Got see, no I'm not racist.
I got a feeling a Republican might win just because of, you know.
His running mate is going to be George Zimmerman.
That would be fantastic. All
right, bros, you ready?
No, bro.
All right, let's go. What's your picks, big man?
Buffalo Bills at the New England Patriots, Monday Night Football. Buffalo Bills are underdogs, plus +7.
No shit. The Bills are underdogs to the Patriots.
I say take those Bills and fucking eat up those points, bros, because you know what? Fucking Rex Ryan's going to keep it close. No Julian Edelman, Tom Brady's in fucking trouble.
He's still got Gronk. What are you...
Sunday Night Football. The bum-ass Cincinnati Bengals.
What?
They lost to the Houston Texans 10-6 on Monday night versus the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are -4 at home.
Yeah, I like that.
Give me them Cardinals, dog.
Nice.
Give me them Cardinals at -4. So I'm taking the Bills at +7, the Cards at -4. 49ers and Seahawks? I'm not touching that. The line's -13 for the Seahawks. I feel like you got to take 49ers.
The Seahawks don't even score like that. That's kind of a shame. Damn.
I'm not saying take that, but I feel like you have to take the 49ers at +13.
Yeah, I'd go with that. That's a safe bet.
But my real bet, the Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh.
Can the Packers lose 4 games in a row?
Yes.
With Aaron Rodgers back then?
Aaron Rodgers is like fucking 1-20 against winning teams on the road.
Bullshit, really?
That is not bullshit. That is a fucking Chris Stanley fun fact.
Wow, that's fucking terrible, son. He's like the Jay Cutler of Green Bay.
Take the fucking Minnesota Vikings at -1. They're for real, son.
Yeah, they look good.
So why don't you take some of that Patreon money and double it up this weekend?
No, don't touch the Patreon money.
Are you guys sure about
this? No,
I'm cool.
No.
I'm cool with it.
No, don't touch the pizza money.
What do you mean?
No.
We could double it up.
Oh, well, don't put that shit in his
you
head.
You should put it all in DraftKings. You can make $1 billion in a huge check.
Just go to Jersey and do it.
I love DraftKings. It's like, so I paid my entrance fee, picked the lineup, ? Profit. It's literally what their fucking commercials are. Oh, and here's my fucking, use the code CHEESE to get a $200 to $200 free on fucking gambling. Oh, and suck your own dick.
Oh.
That's right. Let me look at it while you suck it.
I'm not sharing. Suck it. That's bad news, dude.
Taste your dick as you fucking play Daily Fantasy.
Oh, God.
I'll taste you, too.
Ooh.
All night.
What the fuck?
So, Bills +7. Cardinals -4. Vikings -1. And, I don't know, if you're feeling crazy, San Francisco +13.
Yeah, that's a fucking crazy one right there.
I mean, the Seahawks suck.
They don't suck.
They're bad. They're a bad team.
They were at the same pace they were last season.
No, they're not. They're fucking not on a winning record this year.
They were 8-8 last year, no?
No.
No, they were better than that.
What are you talking about, bruh? You're making me look bad in front of all my fucking bros. Really talking crazy, aren't I? My arm really hurts. Man, what's this? Chris, have you heard about this show, The Bedford Stop?
Yeah.
He's that fucking cameraman. What do you mean, has he heard about it?
It's that reality show. It's only on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Well, these two fucking spoiled rich girls made their own TV show because they, you know, they needed
That's the story behind it? These two girls made this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They just have a camera, and that's it. They're living their life.
Yeah, they're just like going to brunch, and like maybe there's a way here, and like maybe there's not.
They're the reason why people hate gentrifiers, bro.
We should try to get on that show. We should like try to befriend
them.
Oh, I want
to be on that show with a stocking cap
over my face.
They wouldn't
be friends with us.
Why not?
Who said we got to
be friends? One, we're too old.
How old are these bitches? Because I can never tell.
They're like 21, maybe.
Nah, they like older fucking dudes.
We're not that kind of old, son. They like motherfuckers that wear like smoking jackets and listen to jazz.
We can get smoking jackets, Chris.
It's true.
I could beat their heads too.
There's an Armani sample sale downtown. We can go right now, right after this, get some Armani smoking jackets.
Oh shit!
Give me 3.
Nah, these bitches is loose.
You like to smoke
mouth,
a lot.
Son.
You're gonna need a couple.
Love them.
I can't.
Love to have a smoke. That's me.
And then they're just talking about how people are getting engaged. It's terrible.
It's fucking
I think it started because one girl broke up with her longtime boyfriend and she needed a fucking hobby because she couldn't just get a cat like a normal person.
She had to film her life.
Everybody wants to be famous.
Well, she's famous now. We know who she is. We're going to be friends with her. We're somehow going to insert ourselves into this reality show.
Into the women.
Do you want to stage a robbery?
That's basically what it is. What's that, Johnny?
Want to stage a robbery? I go like to their crib.
Well, it's more of a home invasion slash rape slash robbery. Like there that porn go. Star. What's her name?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Stop it. Cytheria is who you're talking about.
You motherfucker.
Whatever. I mean, these chicks deserve it. We're degentrification X, right? We got to take care of this. Oh, nip this in the bud.
We're not rapists.
We could be like fucking Death Wish villains for one night,
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that was the Nation of Domination. They were rapists.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Remember that time Mark
Stop.
Henry raped China?
Oh, God.
On, everybody saw that.
Dude. Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
But anyway, the Bedford Stop. They're getting a lot of heat on the internet.
But that's what they want.
Yeah, they're just dingy white. Well, I don't think they want heat. I think they thought everybody was going to really love them.
No, dude.
No, couldn't have possibly thought that. They were going to get positive heat as opposed to negative.
I think they're doing
heat.
An anti.
I don't think I think very few people think they're going to get negative heat when they put, like, so many stupid fucks have said, like, in the course of their lives, like, we should have a show. Like, no, you shouldn't. You're not interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Oh, man, we did the same exact thing all those years ago, and we're not interesting either.
I disagree.
Yeah, but
hold
this
on.
Show isn't about how interesting we are. It's almost about how uninteresting we are.
Let's just fucking get. Let's
Yeah, but like if there was a visual, like if people are droning about their jobs listening to us yap. Like they're not like sitting in their house watching us. Nobody wants to watch us.
Let's start a goddamn reality show right now.
I always thought here's a great concept for a reality show.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You get a bunch of bros, right?
And it's us three. We go to brunch. We bitch about all of our fucking friends getting married. Then we go to dinner. And then we, I don't know, go out to the club or the dive bar. And then we just keep doing that for
all right,
episode.
But we're going to have to call it the Cortel You Stop because I'm not leaving my neighborhood for this shit.
God damn it.
Shit. Yeah, your place is a little hipsterish out there now.
Yeah, it's fine. They got brunch. We
can
get some brunch.
They got a food bank out there and shit.
Yeah, it's a food co-op.
There you go.
It'd be good. Dope.
It's like, hey, guys, let's go to the food co-op and get some fresh vegetables.
Exactly. Super fresh, bro.
Fucking hipsters out there.
What's wrong with fresh vegetables, Johnny?
I can get my shit steam fresh out of bag from Bird's Eye, bro. Shout out to Bird's Eye.
Come on, dude. They're not.
Sorry to interrupt the vegetable talk, but anyway, here's my concept for a reality show.
Veg talk. Get it right.
All
right,
right. You get a bunch of like, have you ever known these guys, like these bro dudes who go to clubs but never get pussy? Like we all know a bunch of them, right? Like they constantly are spending like thousands of dollars,
bottles, tables,
no puss, ever. No puss. Yeah. Only female attention is probably the shot girls and the bottle service chicks.
Yeah.
So you get a bunch of those guys, you amp them up. You get them like a producer who hypes them up, like some pretty little girl, be like, yeah, you guys are fucking awesome. Just go do what you do, right? Then you just film them, and then you just get comedians to shit on them like talking heads. Shit on these guys, striking out constantly.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
The anti the game, you know?
Yeah. It's completely. You give them no help. You just keep telling them they're doing fucking great.
Yeah. It's like, don't worry,
you
bro.
You film a whole season, and then you pipe in to people shitting on them.
You're going to crush right now, dude.
Exactly. It'd be like Joe Schmo, but like five dudes and the people that everybody hates the most.
Yeah, but how do you like do more than one season of that? Or is it just the one and done?
Just the one and done. We'll see what
I think you can always find, you can always just lie, right?
Well, people like to shit on people anyway, so we could probably stretch this out.
Say it's an untitled
reality show. How long did Teen Mom go for? I think we could give that a run.
Huh?
Teen Mom, how long did that go for? Like a couple seasons?
Yeah,
mad seasons.
It's not like they were tricking them into getting pregnant. They were just getting pregnant and doing a show.
Skanky McSkanks out there.
No, just women who got pregnant, that's all.
Mm-mm.
What?
I'm with it. Let's do this.
You sound crazy right
now. I'm telling you, it's the best idea for a reality show ever. I'm fucking genius.
Maybe we can film a fucking episode at the pizza party.
But this thing is like, you know what this thing reminded me of? This Bedford Stop?
No.
It's like, remember when Jersey Shore hit and there was all these stupid, like every goony white person with drug money just had a reality show 6 months later because they just produced it themselves. Like,
I don't remember this at all.
No, I don't remember.
Remember there was one, it was like a Bay Ridge based one, and it's all about these two girls who had a threesome. They did a whole season on it. It was like,
what?
Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, like, and then the zip code. It was fucking terrible.
I don't recall that at all.
Who did they have a threesome with?
No, like, it was like two best friends, and now their entire crew is split. They were like 17. You remember we talked about it on a podcast? Russian Dolls was a show.
Oh yeah,
there was like a ton of every goon.
There was one also in Boston.
They had scrappers. Those guys had like everybody dudes with some fucking illicit money. Just that's and these girls just have trust fund money, so they just we need a show.
God, man, we need a show too, bro.
But they were on Vice proper. You were only on Motherboard, so they're fucking making you look like a bitch.
Look, oh, look, bro, I'm a fucking Periscope star, and I'm a Vice correspondent, okay?
You're not a Vice correspondent.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to fucking break this story over over 30 Rock. They're powered by child labor, right?
You know,
I can't
that's
really
an
talk
arms
about
thing.
It.
It's not a scarf.
Wait, what's
fucking
powered by child labor? 30 Rock.
Right?
The show?
I can't talk about it, okay? I already said too much.
Is Tina Fey really like 10?
What?
That has nothing to do with the show. I'm talking about the fucking... I can't talk about it.
You're talking
about
where the tree is?
No. I'm Vice correspondent. I'm on Periscope. That's there.
Yo,
there,
you know, I had an idea for you for fucking Periscope, son. You need to be there when they light up that tree, son.
That's not a bad idea.
How come you like your Periscope show more than you like this show?
I love this show.
Oh,
what are you talking
about? I don't know.
Bro?
It feels like you care more about the Periscope show. Yeah, I got to say, bro.
The Periscope
show. How come you haven't had me and Johnny on there?
That's what
you
I'm
guys
saying,
will be on
son.
Soon.
How come you don't plug the
we'll
show?
We'll be on soon.
I'm
going to
plug everything. Don't worry, baby. All right? I got a big that's announcement
you,
coming
man.
This Friday.
Yeah, he just, son, you called
you just plug fat man ass. That's all you do.
Oh, wow.
Where's that fucking sweet man ass at? Time to fill the fuck up.
I seen that fucking White Castle you filmed at. That shit was all right. I was out there.
Thanks for the review.
I was out there. I was going to go in there like, yo, you know my mans? I know that dude. But I left it alone. I didn't want to step on no toes.
You should have fucking came through, bro. You could have helped me fucking house that Crave case.
No, I'm not. Yeah, that,
I
that
fucking
was...
blacked out during that Periscope.
Yeah,
I could.
You know what that was? That was your blood pressure begging you to stop, man. Fuck you, put
no,
all that shit
in your
body.
I think it was the amount of alcohol I was drinking.
No, that White Castle probably did you more dirty than that fucking
it definitely
alcohol,
did me
so.
Dirty the next day.
Damn.
I went to that goddamn Mets playoff game and I was farting up a storm and shitting.
You shit in City Field?
You know what? You're fucking idiot, son, because they got a Shake Shack there. Why, man? Like, you knew you was going a day prior, right?
No, I didn't. I fucking found out, like, random? Fucking 3 in the morning.
Look at you, fucking happy white boy. Whoa, daddy's taking me to a fucking
I'm
Mets
like,
game?
Give me, daddy, give me. Give me, daddy. That's what I say. I'm like, come on, daddy, give me.
Oh,
fucking
man,
weird thing
son.
To yell at as a grown man. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
You
in my
took
own
his
skin.
Money because you needed it, son. That's all that is.
Like, I give him a service and he gives me money. I mean, what's the big deal? Oh, no, yeah, I'm a whore. Now, at HS Radio Show's fucking Twitter account, and it's dope as fuck.
Way to start whoring.
How's your cardio you coming out, son?
That was good timing.
What's that?
How's your cardio?
It's fucking, I'm killing it, man. I'm fucking running about 9 miles a day.
You running?
Yeah.
You I'm mad running. Old for that. Ain't nobody run no more, dog.
My knees are fucked up, bro. It's okay.
Yeah, you got to take the pressure off the knees. You got to do some crunning.
Some what?
You know about crunning?
No, what's crunning?
Come on, man.
Is that like a cronut?
No, it's not. It's like people who crawl, run with gloves on and fucking helmets because they fall over sometimes. It's the new CrossFit, crunning.
It's a thing, son.
Are you fucking kidding
no,
me?
It's huge
thing,
in Australia.
Son.
Well, we have that pizza in Australia that did really well for ourselves.
I know, yeah. Mm. So we can start crunning too. Australia's looking out for us.
I can, man. I got this bad arm. Once the arm gets fixed, I'll start crunning again.
I'm saying that'll really work out those ligaments in there too. You'd be good.
Oh, yeah, son.
Get your shoulder popping.
Got them loose.
Oh, wait, that was the problem in the first place. Never mind.
Yes, yes. Funny. Mm. Funny stuff, Chris. Thanks for making me look like a fucking idiot.
That literally was the problem. Didn't it pop out and then you popped it back in yourself? And then 5 years later, the doctor was like,
three
you probably shouldn't
later.
Have done it. You like,
3 years
you
later.
Oh, sorry. You're really on top of your health issues.
So are you.
Son, you like Riggs, bro, popping your shit back in, bro.
That's right, dog. I'm crazy, dude.
We got to get you an Australian broad.
All
do
right,
some
fine.
Dirty shit in a camper with a dog.
Yeah,
in the
you know how you meet him? You meet him in a crunning meet.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Just start
these
crunning.
Are,
wear your helmet.
Sense.
Yo, you don't even got to run. You cheer. It's like, oh, that's it. And then you just start popping your shit in front of everybody.
No, that would hurt.
Just pop that shit.
I can't believe fucking 4chan deleted that WWE section. Or removed it from the sports section.
I didn't get that. Why did they do that?
Because, like, wrestling isn't a sport or something. So
it
they
is.
Gave wrestling
if you can bet
own,
on wrestling, it's a fucking sport.
You can bet on any TV show. You've been on Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones isn't a sport.
It kind of is, though. This is like people riding horses
oh my
and
God,
shit,
this
right?
It's almost as stupid as the Curb Your Enthusiasm is in a fucking sitcom.
It's not a sitcom. They don't write any lines on there just because they film it. Is this fucking Brooklyn Show a
it
fucking
sitcom?
It is
a situational comedy, Johnny.
I don't consider it a sitcom, though.
Wikipedia calls it a sitcom.
Fuck Wikipedia.
Everybody except you. Larry David would call it a sitcom.
I don't think Larry David would.
How do you know that Larry David?
Yeah,
so
you're an anti-Semite. You don't have no idea what a Jew is thinking.
Yo, Larry David is probably the funniest motherfucker I've ever seen. Probably. Like, anything he goes through, I can easily relate to. I'm like, you know what? He makes it. People say he's a dick, but he's not really a dick. It's just shit happens to him, and he don't fucking take it.
I knew a girl used to wait on him at Martha's Vineyard and said he was a terrible tipper.
Why, Larry?
Why would you even assume he was a good tipper?
He's worth fucking $200 million.
Still
more
Jewish.
Than that, I think.
He still fucks through bed sheets and shit, right?
Look that shit up and blow our minds right now, bro.
Damn, son. Genius, though. Man's a fucking genius.
He's okay. He's kind of funny.
Kind of funny, motherfucker?
Elaine got more money than all those motherfuckers. 390
from her
million.
Family, though.
Yeah.
She's like fucking born rich, man.
He's worth 190 million?
390.
Told you it was more than 200
million. Yeah, that motherfucker is rich as fuck, dog.
Makes it rain every single day.
And he just rocks like casual shit.
Apparently his daughter's really hot, too.
Larry David's daughter?
Yeah. Look up her Instagram.
Look that up.
His daughter's what?
His daughter, Larry David daughter Instagram. Look that shit up.
She's of age.
Show
right?
Johnny. Show Johnny and let him masturbate in front of us.
Mm. It's been a while since we've done that, right, guys?
I don't know. This fucking 12 hours constituted a while.
What, is she Asian?
No, she's on Rich Kids of Instagram.
I don't know, but go to her actual fucking thing.
Oh.
She's pretty hot.
She's all right.
Let me see. I can't see it.
Yeah, this is a better picture.
There you go, Johnny. Get some.
She's all right. For like a skinny Jewish girl.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she's all right, I guess.
I mean, if you're into skinny Jewish girls and, you know.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
But like, are we fucking
Which
on pounds
I am.
Of money?
What?
Are we fucking on piles of money? Because then she'd be a lot hotter.
I mean, if you ask her to, if you're laying that dick down, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Larry David's daughter, can you just throw some of that money on the bed?
Fill that mattress up. Mm.
Right on there. That's what you said, were?
Oh, yeah.
Just say, fill that mattress up?
Oh, yeah.
Does it make any sense?
Put the money in the mattress. You never heard that term before?
Oh, I thought you were going to fill the mattress up with jizz.
No.
Oh,
I don't have silly. That much jizz. That's a little silly.
Well, over a period of time.
I feel like the jizz would break down and start to smell. Because it is just rotting.
It probably crust over, no?
It is just rotting protein after a while, I think.
Is it?
Ew. Yeah.
That's so. Thanks.
Ew.
God damn it.
I just got to bring you guys back down to earth when you get a little crazy sometimes.
But I can't believe it's Microsoft discontinued the Zune. I thought they were coming back. I thought it was coming back.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to know what, like, we actually have, like, two listeners who use Zune. Because we have.
What?
When I check the stats, we have a couple of people who listen through Zune.
Where my Zune's at?
Oh, man. They obsolete and shit. Should we give them their Patreon money back?
The Zune dudes?
Those two dudes?
No.
I feel kind of bad. They got no.
We don't know that they're giving us money on
no
Patreon.
No refunds.
I just could see on, like, the.
I could see them not giving us money because if you got a Zune, brother, you in some trouble.
Yeah, you're probably hurting.
Damn. Like, even if, like, a relative left me that shit, like, nah, I'm good, but you keep that.
You think, like, Bill Gates was just giving those out as gifts after a while? You
know, oh,
like
Bill Gates is a dick.
They were just giving piles of them to people at Microsoft to just give away to their friends and family. Like, please, just hopefully this will catch on.
I always think rich people do that, though. Like, if they have some shit that fails, they give it away as gifts. Like, here, guys, you get on this train before everybody else does. You be cool. Fucking Zune. I had one for a little bit. Shit was terrible.
Like, so. How you just shit on a thing. It was like, I had one.
I had one for like 2 days.
They came out after the iPod.
Somebody gave it to me as a fucking Christmas, a birthday gift. My aunt, God bless her soul, gave that shit to me as a gift.
See, and it was terrible. Now I know we definitely can't be friends with the Bedford Stop girls because this motherfucker used to own a Zune.
Oh, yeah.
They're not fucking with us at all.
Chris and I could be. Johnny definitely.
We don't have to bring. Well, I was not going to really be part of the plan. I was going to insert the plan, as they say.
What?
Is the plan your penis?
Yes. I was going through the window, and then one of you guys hears some noise, but like after I get one of them. Don't interrupt the
first.
If
you get one of them, is
the
how
second
you
one
it.
You save, you, it's you like
are
you're a hero,
piece of
son.
Shit. You're
what
a fucking
do you mean
rapist.
I'm a piece
you're
of
a
shit.
Rapist.
Not at all.
No, you just fucking described
and we
raping
film
as
it,
you get,
it's a,
oh my God.
Is it rape or is it a very special episode of
no,
fucking...
No, you're a rapist, Johnny, and it's breaking and entering. Rape.
To be fair, they could even use the fucking name of the show in their Bedford. Stop. Yeah, make me stop. Stop me now. And then the other one's just holding the camera. It's probably not going to be good angles because she's going to be fearing for her life. But then you guys come in and save the day. Like, you throw a pillow at me and I'm like, ah,
you
light
to sound
or some
like
shit.
The Mad Real World Part 2, not...
And then I just crawl out the window like a fucking vampire that I am and be on my way.
After you raped a woman.
I like, you know.
That story just got really weird where at the end you're a vampire.
Well, you know, I figure if you're a rapist,
you're
like
get
a real
her,
life vampire.
As you say, you get her. You yeah, fucking yeah. piece of shit. Seriously, that was fucking creepy.
What? That's, yo, that, I think that's fucking quality TV.
Let
right
me hang
there.
Out in there
well, I mean,
like,
technically,
get one of them.
Technically, he has called dibs. We really can't get that mad.
Yo, I bet you after some shit like that, I could get Bryan Cranston on the next episode, bro. On some real shit.
No, I don't think Bryan Cranston wants to be associated with this,
hat, bro.
The show where people get raped.
I like, yo, we'll plug the
the
shit
reality
out of
show where somebody.
Hell yeah, son.
On the first episode of The Cartel You Stop, someone gets raped.
It ain't this show, though. Oh, man, that'd be good. And it's cold outside. I could wear, like, a cute little ski hat or something. I'm like, yes, this is from, like, Banana Republic or some shit they would buy.
Why would they be talking to you if you were a rapist?
Because I'd have a fucking knife under her chin. I'd need fucking conversation.
Oh, my God.
To stay hard, goddammit. I'm not a savage.
This is fucking disturbing.
Oh, my God.
This is fucked up.
And I'm like, yo, you see what's happening to your friend? You know what? That'd be
you. Know these girls are, you know these girls are 16, right?
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
Reading the fucking Times article. They're 16, Johnny. You're talking about this.
No, they're not.
That's fucked up, man.
No, you're not, they're not.
Well, on this note of rape, breaking, and entering.
No, we should probably go off on a better note.
Torturing.
There's something called the Smart Cup coming out. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
It's a Smart Cup.
We can talk about it as the music plays off.
Yeah. It's a Smart Cup. So we're not going out on rape. It's the stupidest invention ever.
What is a Smart Cup?
It's a fucking cup that tracks your liquid intake. It's pretty fucking dumb.
I kind of want that.
Yo, do it with booze, though. That'd be
a lot.
Awesome.
Particularly on the weekends. Comes in bottles.
Yo, the way fucking Stanley does it, though, that'd be awesome. Your liver is dying, sir. Could you please stop?
Yeah, because you don't drink.
And I
this one over here doesn't drink.
No, I haven't had a drink in years.
You're lying. I'm just pumping it up for the show. Fucking drink with you fucking over the weekend.
So I was drinking O'Doul's. I just had a
bullshit.
I just had to put it in a glass.
I saw you drink. We had souvenir cups.
I gotta keep up appearances, you know what I'm saying? Just like that British show.
Stanley fucking dressed like Chris Farley. Nobody knows that, but man, he gets bad. Son.
We had souvenir cups.
Jeez.
We filled with alcohol. I know it. I saw it.
You ever been
We should fucking talk about that just as the music is playing right
now.
Me and Chris went to the Tom Segura show from the New York Comedy Festival.
Oh, nice.
Hysterical.
No. Let's go deeper into what actually happened as we walked into the show.
What happened? I can't remember.
Because fucking we were late because Stanley was just like, let's just drink out here for a minute.
Oh,
and so we missed the opener.
Yeah.
And we were late. Oh. So he's on stage. And now, obviously, the two of us can't be inconspicuous. And Tom Segura gave you, personally,
he
front row fucking tickets.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my God.
And we're just lumbering past like 10 people ahead of us.
To get
it
to
was
your fucking seat?
So fucking awkward.
Oh, God damn it.
I love you, Tom Segura.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
I'm a fan. Chris from Brooklyn.
Say goodbye.